Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing? One second. Go.
Hello, everyone.
How's everybody doing today? Oh, we're here for another episode of Divorce
Not an option.
We don't do it on this one, right?
Do we? No, we don't. We only do it on Couples of Critics.
It's our other podcast, right?
It is our other podcast.
That's what I thought. So, what, Bubba, we was doing all of this all this weekend. What is this episode about?
What do you mean, what is this episode is about? Remember, we were carrying on from our conversation from last Wednesday.
Which was
We delve into some very important keys. And so today we kind of wanted to carry that over. So last Wednesday, last week, if you guys tune in to The Culture, if you heard the replay on At The Culture Radio, then we discuss some important fundamentals of marriage and foundation. You know, so we kind of discuss, you know, some of your, you know, what is your foundation? You know, so have you and your partner, you know, sat down and kind of come up with the foundation that will work for your marriage. And again, want to point out that every marriage is different. So our foundation that we say our motto is always been me and you against the world. And that has, you know, very different meanings and many meanings because, again, everyone kind of, you know, interpret things, you know, their own way, right? So that's why there's not a, you know, one fit solution for every marriage. That's why, you know, what works for us may not work for you, and what works for you may not work for us, and, you know, vice versa and others. So that's why it's good to know your partner, you know, both of you guys actually know each other, understand each other, and you actually understand what your marriage need and come up with, you know, that model of foundation. Now, we're not talking about, of course, you know, if you are religious like us, yes, you know, then of course God is, you know, part of your marriage as, you know, the captain and the ship and everything, you know, especially if you're in church, then yes. So we are not omitting that at all because, like I say, if you are Christian, then that's just part of it. But we just want to, you know, kind of discuss everything else that goes along with that. So we hit on a lot of topics.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you already forgot?
You know what? This week has been very mentally draining.
Oh, yeah?
Man, I got some dirt in my eyes. I apologize about that. I didn't get all spruced up today. You know, one of the things I think that's great for a foundation is understanding when you need to, when your partner is in a, to know your partner and know when they're in a mental state of, you know, we all have our moods.
Right.
Right. We all have our time where we have these moods or we have these situations where your spouse may not be as communicative as they should. And what tends to happen is that, you know, a lot of times in marriage that messes things up is that when you don't know your spouse, you don't know when your spouse is in their mood,
mm-hmm.
you create a more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by because, you know, we all have this instinct, you know, with me too, where especially men, mm-hmm. we want to solve everything right then and there.
Right.
And a lot of times when your wife is going through her emotions, which for women could be many things. It could be many things.
Guys have emotions too, but
no,
I get it.
I'm not saying guys don't have emotions. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that a lot of times that women have different reasons why they're going through emotions.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like it could mm-hmm. be that time of month.
Right.
It could be
yeah, it could
family,
be we
friends,
had a hectic day.
Kids, hectic
yeah, there's
day,
there's a lot.
Men seem to be a little more simple when it comes to we're going through our emotions. Mm-hmm. But regardless of gender, it is always good to know when your spouse is going through that mood.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to allow them to go through their own personal emotions. I think what's hard for a man is to see his wife going through stuff and not try to solve it because we're fixers. But sometimes it happens with them. Like this week, you know, I've been in creative mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from our podcast, our, you know, the product line and everything. Just been in this real creative mode where I've been trying to get it all together. Because, you know, the way we work, if everybody doesn't know, I'm the creative and my wife is the business. You know what I'm saying? And mean the business, like, you know, she's working on our little tour right now. She's working on our guest appearances and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. And me, I'm the creative one. And as everybody probably doesn't know, like, we, you know, we built a studio, a media room in our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've been really going through trying to get that together, trying to, you know, handle the technical stuff and get it all together, just because that's my department. You know what I'm saying? Besides doing other things, you know, we're reamping up the product line, so I had to buy more products and get that going, and we got new scents and all that stuff and new things with the product.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my mind's been in that creative mode, and you have allowed me to be in that creative mode, and, you know, you are doing what you have to do on your end when it comes to, you know, booking
mm-hmm.
and events and stuff like that. So it's a team effort, but it's knowing when your spouse is going through. Because I think back in the days, we would have been arguing.
Right.
We would have shut down. Like, my wife doesn't argue, people. She shuts down. And
okay,
you shut down.
Let me explain
no,
this
no, no.
shut down.
I'm not saying a
okay.
bad thing. It's not
right.
a bad thing. No, what I mean is, like, she's not very confrontational when she wants to be. But initially, she's not very confrontational. So what happens is when there's a problem, she'll just shut down. You know what I'm saying? Said, you know what? I'm shutting down right now. And then that would prompt me to get mad because you're shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm mad at you for shutting down, trying to pull the information from you, what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and we go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're better now at just saying, okay, you know what? You're going through something now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it is, but I'm going to allow you to go through it, and then we'll talk later. Because a lot of times we're arguing because we think the other person is causing the problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? Why are you mad at me? And sometimes it's not even that you're mad at the other person. You're just in a moment.
Yeah, and we touched on that last week as well. And again, we wanted to kind of expand on, you know, on some of those. So again, that's just knowing how to effectively communicate with your partner and also understanding when there is an issue. And again, it all goes back to, you know, your foundation. It all goes back to if you really know that person, you know, so that way if you know what ticks them or, you know, when you see they're shutting down or when you see that they just need, you know, some time, you know, to reassess and everything. So that is part of that conversations that we've had. And so it is very important to recognize that, but a lot of times we don't. So, you know, yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago before, you know, our counseling, our therapy and stuff, and again, we're continuous therapy because, you know, we're not perfect. So, you know, continuous therapy is very important in a marriage.
You're not perfect.
Anywho, so yes. So, you know, it's good to kind of learn the different, you know, key factors that work for us. And what works for us, you know, is not over talking each other or trying to make a point. Because before we were trying to make a point, it wasn't about listening to one another. It was about who's right. So, you know, I already formulate my, you know, argument, you know, as he's speaking, you know, because I'm not really listening. And that is a big problem. And a lot of times we don't really listen to the other partner. We just kind of already, you know, are in defense mode and we already have our defense up and we already have our, you know, argument and everything that we're going to rebuttal with. And again, that's very important in a marriage. You know, the word rebuttal is something that we have to kind of eliminate because it does create a lot of problems, especially when we're trying to communicate.
Yeah, you touched upon something that's really, really important, arguing when excuse me.
Sorry, he's coming with a chest cold as well. So guys, he may not talk as much today. So
anyway, but what's very important, what you said was when we argue. I think we touched upon it last week.
Mm-hmm.
When we argue, well, when we used to argue, we're not arguing. We're not listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're arguing to make a point. So
right.
Even before you stop,
mm-hmm.
even before you start your point or whatever, I'm already formulating it in my head, mm-hmm. or you're formulating your head,
right.
To say what
exactly,
you're
about, yeah,
and not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people argue to win, don't mm-hmm. argue to listen.
Right.
And that's definitely something that we have learned in relationships is very important because you're going to argue, you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of a relationship. I hate those people that oh, you never argue, you fight. I'm like, bullshit.
And our therapist, actually, I will tell you, and our therapist, he's licensed. We're not, you know. Our therapist told us that it is healthy for a marriage to have a healthy argument. And if a marriage does not have a healthy argument or any arguments at all and everything is so perfect, is it, though? That just means you're not talking, you're not communicating, you know, there's nothing that you're doing because, you know, you don't want to, you know, you're just basically there, mm-hmm. you know, you guys are not living together and enjoying marriage, you're just there.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, arguing is, I mean, I don't like arguing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the reason I don't like it is because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just feel like if you just listen to me, because I'm always right. That, you know, I mean, it was solved. I mean, most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, I'm right. If you just listen to me, it wouldn't be argued. But I get it. You know, you want to say your point of view, and that's fine, whether it's wrong or right, which most of the time is wrong because I'm right. But you know what I'm saying? But no.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is where I will shut down and not say anything.
All jokes aside. Yeah, you know, arguing is healthy because, you know, it you know, I think the way you argue is the way you understand your relationship.
Yeah.
Because if you argue and it's disrespectful arguing.
Right. And you don't want to have disrespectful arguing.
You know, then you understand where your relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a way of arguing and being respectable.
Mm-hmm.
And not taking it past a certain limit. I think
right.
a few times that we've had arguments mm-hmm. and we've gone past that limit,
yep.
showed where we were in our relationship.
Yes.
Because when you argue, a lot comes out.
Right.
During that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And depending how what comes out, you can understand where your spouse sees you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as they say, a drunk mind speaks a sober, whatever, a drunk body, whatever that saying is. But argumentative state speaks truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're arguing, there's two things. Either the truth is embellished or you're trying to say things to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to those embellishing, okay. But, you know, like, oh, you know, we have had sex in like 14 years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know. But when you start saying hurtful things, like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you bitch, fuck you, hoe, things like that.
Right, yeah.
That's when, and I hate those relationships
and
that
that's
do that.
Very disrespectful.
And they act like it's normal.
Yeah.
And I think that is horrible when you know, I could never sit here and want to call you a bitch or mm-hmm. a hoe or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I could say I don't like what you're saying. I don't like what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit here and use the call you out, call your name out like that, mm-hmm. to me, if you're doing that in a relationship, there's a problem in your relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a problem, and it's a big problem because that just means that, you know, the significant other does not respect you. For them to, you know, call you out your names, that just means that, you know, they don't value your relationship, so they don't value, you know, y'all relationship, and they do not have any respect for one another. And perhaps, you know, they're coming from a very hurtful place, mm-hmm. Because, you know, hurt people,
yeah.
You know, toxic is toxic, mm-hmm. You know, so it could be that person and you, you know, will need to seek some type of marriage counseling, to help, you know, kind of get to the real bottom of the issues, you know, why, you know, is this person being so disrespectful, calling you out your name? You know, has that always been the case? If it's always been the case since the beginning, and again, that's why we go back to, you know, if you really know your spouse during the dating, courting stage, all the way to, you know, engagement, and then, you know, to the marriage. You know, so if that was happening in the beginning, then you shouldn't be, you know, getting upset that it's happening in your marriage, because that's what you sign up for. You know, it wasn't corrected. That's just toxic. That just means that you have a very toxic relationship and a toxic marriage.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Because I think we tend not to understand how important those arguments happen and how it reflects your marriage. Because I'm telling you, ladies, no, you know what? I'm going to talk to the guys. I'll let you talk to the ladies. Guys, if you have a woman that, when she gets mad at you, is calling you all types of dicks, bitch, ass, fuck you, small dick, you can't. If she's doing, but you know what?
That's a lot.
I know you look, you know. I know you're looking crazy right now. You're looking crazy,
yeah.
Right? But that is true. Women do that. We know mm-hmm. people that they're like that.
Yeah, we do.
But they think they're in a great, mm-hmm. healthy relationship, and that is not true. At no time during your marriage should a man nor woman mm-hmm. say those type of things to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because even we've had ugly arguments.
Yes, we
I
have
never said,
we had had
fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, no, you have not.
You know what I'm saying? You've never said small dick nigga.
No.
Or anything
no.
like that. We said some hurtful things.
We have, because coming from a very hurtful
but
place.
But we've never said those types of things mm-hmm. to each other. Because to me, that's a line
mm-hmm.
that shows that what you think it really isn't. And I think what men, because we're men, we kind of like shrug it off. Like, oh, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean nothing to me, whatever. But you really have to understand that as a man, if your woman is disrespecting you like that,
mm-hmm.
and you let her get away with it,
mm-hmm.
it will always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she truly does have respect for you. Because a woman, I mean, vice versa too, mm-hmm. I'm just speaking to the men right mm-hmm. now. A woman that respects her man would never think to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
She'll say some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But to say those things, you got to really evaluate your marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I do agree with you on that aspect. I mean, it's just, you know, speaking to the ladies, you know, it's not wise or good to, you know, have those type of argument. I mean, in no way, no time that we should ever, you know, demasculate our husbands. We should never call them names that we wouldn't want anyone else to call us or them. You know, that's just disrespectful. And that is where you're crossing that line. You know, there's no reason for you to say, you know, you, and again, a lot of people know that I only curse when I'm angry. I don't curse every day. But, you know, for the podcast, just to kind of reiterate, if, you know, if a woman is calling you out of your name, talking about, you know, you know, small dick nigga, you know, bitch ass, mofo, you know, you stupid, you know, you can't do nothing anyways, and just very disrespectful, then that means, from a woman's perspective, she does not value you as her husband. She does not value you as a man, and she sees you smaller than, you know, a dog in the street, basically.
Yeah, it's like, and people be like, oh, well, you know, people get mad and angry. But it's like, it's an extreme. To me, it's an extreme. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, he disrespected me, I'm going to go cheat. Or, oh, she just
ran. Right, yeah.
Like those are extreme things mm-hmm. that you shouldn't do just because you're angry at each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, calling somebody out, all the disrespect, mm-hmm. that's an extreme thing just
it
because
is.
You're mad. And that's not a good relationship. I don't mm-hmm. care what no, you know, I think we're going to give to people the real. You know, and that's not a good relationship. And we
not at all.
Dog fights me.
We have some ugly arguments.
But we have never
crossed that line.
Said that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Never. And so I'm not speaking. I don't think we're speaking from a place of like we're up here.
No,
here.
Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying?
We had arguments,
exactly,
just not
never crossed that line.
Crossing those
and
lines.
For me, I can only speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even thought about crossing that line.
Mm-hmm.
If I was angry at you, or sometimes I hated you for the situation,
mm-hmm.
it was because I loved you so much
mm-hmm.
that I was upset at whether it was a reaction mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. the situation was. But it was not, I want you to feel my hurt. It
mm-hmm.
was my, I want you to understand how hurt I am
mm-hmm.
by me telling you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Not by calling out your name, belittling mm-hmm. you, anything like that. And I think that's healthy, but we've gotten into this idea in our society that those type of arguments are healthy because from film and social media
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But that is not healthy, people. Like,
yeah.
like if your woman or your man is calling out your name, run.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that is not healthy. I don't care what mm-hmm. nobody tells you. Arguing is not belittling,
it's not,
and disrespecting
yeah.
or calling out
yep.
the people's name. That's not arguing. That's yeah. them actually how they feel.
Yeah.
And even if a woman doesn't feel that way about you or man, they have some trauma in
yeah.
their life
mm-hmm.
that they haven't dealt with, that they don't know how to properly handle being angry.
Right.
They don't have, as they say, emotional intelligence.
Yeah, they don't have that. Yeah. Yeah, they don't. They don't have, you know, where, you know, that they don't have the resources to kind of understand, you know, how to handle, you know, those type of arguments and how to handle, you know, having a healthy argument. And again, it's, you know, from childhood. If someone grows up, and regardless if it's a single or two parent home, you know, if you, you know, your environment, you know, makes you.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're growing up, if you see that you're, you know, if you're a two parent household like myself, if you see, and for me, growing up, my parents constantly argue. You know, I'm Caribbean. We're arguing all day. My dad is unemotional. I mean, there's no emotions. And my mom is filled with emotions. So there's lots of arguments. And, you know, and so that's why, you know, that's where me, I don't like arguing. And that's where I shut down, because I grew up with it and I don't like to argue. But, you know, over the years, you know, I've learned to, you know, in our relationship, to know what to say and what not to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, you know, I will never cross that line, because I think that's very important for you as a couple to understand there are lines you cannot cross, you know. And that's not because, oh, you're not being real, you're not being yourself. No, you need to protect your marriage and protect, you know, I mean, marriage is not just a piece of paper like everybody thinks, because, you know, if it was a piece of paper, then when you get divorced, you would leave with what you came in, right? But that's not the case. So I don't like when people keep saying, oh, marriage is a piece of paper. No, marriage is a, you know, it's a covenant, you know, it's a covenant by, you know, if you're religious, like by God, you know, that's why we have a wedding in a church. That's why, you know, the pastor is blessing the marriage and blessing the rings and such, you know, the whole thing. You know, so it's not to be taken lightly. So there are lines that you have to understand you cannot cross, because if you cross these lines, these are the repercussions that may happen.
You're definitely right, because I think what we tend to do with marriage is not take it as seriously as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people get married now, it's just a stop in their life that
yeah.
that if it doesn't work, mm-hmm. they don't have to put any effort in.
Right,
they could
right.
just go to the next.
Yeah.
But see, I saw something earlier, and like, I don't like Dr. Umar, so don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan.
I don't like Dr. We're not.
I'm not a fan.
We don't like Dr. Umar, but. No.
But he said
some things that, he say.
I mean, you know, yeah. Hey, you know what? Everybody got, you know, everybody's right once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think somebody said either Hitler was sometimes right in his life. I don't, you know, I'm not a Hitler fan, so I don't want people quoting me, but I'm just saying, you know, some people just don't like, but they could say one thing that, like, okay. Dr. Umar said something, it went viral, that people that are promiscuous or have or whatever have trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that trauma, they can't be alone and they need constant validation. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not talking about sex, but that trauma also leads to people having jumping from one man to the other or
right.
one woman to the other as well. Not just sexually, but just for that
companionship. Yeah.
You know, they get out of one relationship to another. He said something funny. He was like, you know, if you ever had a girl or a guy that was obsessed with you and, oh my God, they're trying to get you back, whatever, then as soon as it was done and they understood that, right to another person.
Right, right.
And when you're dealing with those type of people, you know, you have to really recognize that early before you get married because, you know, emotional intelligence is something that isn't raised with. You have to learn that over time, especially if you have trauma, depending on how you raise. And what we're not doing, I think what people aren't doing is vetting enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that, you know, if you meet somebody that has a tragic background to automatically X them out. I'm saying that you have to see if this person is somebody that is willing to learn and grow and heal from their trauma with you in the marriage. What people tend to do is never address those.
Yep.
Get into a marriage and get into the wrong reasons. And then they're arguing, fighting about everything, wondering why. Then they get disrespectful. And it's really not that they hate you. It's just that they just don't understand what healthiness is because they have all this trauma they never dealt with. And they're never gonna take the marriage seriously because at the end of the day they never healed themselves.
Yeah.
And what I feel when I see men that are with these very toxic women, because we always talk about men being toxic, but there are a lot of toxic, I think there's more toxic women out there than men, because women are naturally emotional creatures. Even though you may not be an emotional person, but women react off of their emotions and how they feel. And at the end of the day, when they do things, it's not because I really sat down and logically think about this. Women are acting on how they feel. And people and feeling isn't, oh, I'm sad. No, it's feeling is like everything a woman deals with is feelings. The kids, their job, friendship, marriage, everything is connected to their feelings. Why do they do things? They don't do it as a sense of responsibility. Women do things out of a sense of love. Men do things out of a sense of responsibility. Women cater to their kids for love. These kids. They cater to their man for love. I love this man. They connected with their friends for emotional support. They connected to their family for personal support. They're connected to their job for self independence,
well, self-worthiness. Yeah.
Men do things differently. Men with the kids, we are responsible for our kids. We want to take care of our kids. We love them, don't get me wrong, but we do it out of a sense of responsibility. Our wife, we take care of our wife. We love her, but we do it because we want to take care of our wives.
Okay.
We have male friends, not because I love them, it's because I can hang out with them, with the boys, and you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We have a sense of responsibility where women have a sense of love. And I think what we need to understand in marriage is that those two things could clash.
Right.
When it comes to how you evaluate. So when you're arguing, a woman is arguing from a place of emotions. Whether she's hurt, she's frustrated, whatever. Men are arguing from a place of logic.
Right.
That's why a lot of times arguments never solve each other, never get solved immediately, because men and women are working from two different places in an argument and just in a marriage period.
Yeah.
And you have to find that happy medium of me as a man understanding you as a woman and your emotional needs and your emotional understanding and emotional intelligence compared to me, my sense of responsibility mm-hmm. and my point of view and how I'm looking at things logically. Because a lot of times, let's be honest, you know, I'd be speaking logic and it be making sense, but you're like, I don't hear none of that sometimes.
Yeah, and you make a very good point, you know, on how men, you know, see arguments and you know, how women are coming from a different place. And you're right. Yeah, I mean, they're never two the same. You know, that's why we're women and you're men, you know. So our minds are not the same. So again, yeah, you're coming from a logical perspective that you think is logical, and women, is logical.
I mean, you know what? And you know what? I'll give you that because sometimes we're wrong.
Uh-huh.
But we come to a consensus and mm-hmm. we come to a idea that how I'm thinking mm-hmm. is logical and makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the point of men and women coming together
mm-hmm.
because it's that balance we need.
Right.
Women need that balance of a man coming in with his logical thinking,
mm-hmm.
thinking, I want to fix things, mm-hmm. right? Women come with an emotional mm-hmm. Ideas, thinking of, I want to talk about it. And we're mm-hmm. like, okay, mm-hmm. but how do we solve it?
Mm-hmm.
But a woman wants to talk about it all the time. But you find that balance
mm-hmm.
when you're married of, okay, you could talk about it, but also now we have to go fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have that mix, you have a woman that's raising kids single,
mm-hmm.
that's always talking about problems and mm-hmm. being emotional,
mm-hmm.
but never really solving things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have a father, if he's single,
mm-hmm.
that is fixing things all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So kids that are raised by single mothers, and I know we're going somewhere else a little bit right now, mm-hmm. but I just want to touch it real. Single women that raise children, they never get to a point where they solve things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have single mothers of a parent that are killing the kids out here, killing gangs, jail, you know, all these emotional things, because they don't know how to solve problems. They just know how to act emotional because they're raised by it. Men and women are raised by fathers are logical and they solve things.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, a lot of times, even though statistically they wind up better, but a lot of times they're missing that emotional component that only the mother can get. Now, coming back to men and women and stuff like that, let's bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
I used that to go viral, so I'm going to like clip it off of viral stuff. But coming back to our arguments, I really feel that, you know, when you are in a marriage, you need to recognize these differences. You need to understand that where your wife is coming from. You need to understand where your husband's coming from. Then you need to understand them. Because at the end of the day, if I know my wife is very passionate about something and she has all good intentions on why she's arguing for it, it is my job, in my opinion, to say, all right, baby, if this is what you want to do or this is your opinion, how can we come to how can we think of this logically to either make that happen or for that not to happen? What can I do to help to resolve it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of times, like we said, back to what we said earlier, we argue to win. To me, I want to argue to win for our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I may take the L. I may have to just shut up and say, all right, you know what? Give this to her. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to win the war. The mm-hmm. war is our marriage being successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're fighting for every day. The battle is those little arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if I can have peace between us, just to compromise, say, you know what? Baby, you got it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. Because, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of times, I'm like, yo, there's no, I know I'm right. This is
mm-hmm. yeah, definitely know yeah. I'm right.
But is it worth it to win the fight?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be cuddling with you at night and kissing you and everything's good than you turn, good night, boo-boo. I'm like, baby, good night. And all it may take is like, you know what, baby, I understand what you're saying. I apologize.
And you know what? And guys, that's all women need. You know, really, that's all we need. So on
for
a
us to just
yes.
Always be wrong?
No, not always. Not always. Just for you to let us know that you actually understand where we're coming from and what we're saying. And, you know, and just say, okay, I understand. I get it. You're right. And that's it. You know, that's all we want sometimes. We don't need, you know, the bickering, the tit for tat and going on and on. We just want, all right. I get it.
And I think that's become more of a problem now because men are not raised like they used to be. Back in the days, men were very unattached.
Yes.
And so they would never argue. The woman would say, all right, babe. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just didn't want that hassle.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go through it. Mm-hmm. But now, with a lot of, like I said, back to single parents and all this stuff, a lot of young men are emotionally and unintelligent. They don't know how to deal with the emotions. They don't know how to just walk away. Because if they did, young black men wouldn't be dying in the city. They would just walk away. You know, people are getting killed. Oh, you stepped on my shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know how to resolve that conflict.
Or evil, that shows that our young black men are just there. They don't know how to handle emotions. They don't know how to resolve things. They're not fixers. They're not like, let me solve. They're not thinking logically. They're like, yo, I'm going to shoot them up. But then it's like you're sitting in jail for the rest of your life. How many young men are in jail now because of that?
Yeah.
Right? So we're missing that when it comes to men. So when they enter a marriage, and you can't have two emotional people in a marriage.
No, you cannot. You cannot. It won't work.
People that are just totally emotional. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could both be emotional, but it has
at
to
certain
be
times.
Flip-flop.
Yes, at
it
certain
can't
times.
Be both of y'all emotional because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that you're never going to hear each other out. You're never going to come to an understanding, and it's always going to be a conflict.
Yes, always. Yep.
And what people don't understand is that that is bad in a marriage. If your wife is the emotional, let her be the emotional one. If your hubby, let him be the. But both of y'all cannot do it. It's hard. That's going. Yeah. That's a disaster.
It is because because you're fighting emotions that don't exist. You know,
what do you mean they don't exist.
Well, I'm saying. So what I mean, what I mean by that is that the woman don't know those emotions that they're invisible to her, and the man, the same with that woman, those emotions are invisible. So we're both.
I'm saying when
you're sitting here and two people are very emotional and you're fighting for this emotion, what is that you're fighting for? You don't know, because I don't know that emotion. That emotional that you're fighting for, that emotional could come from somewhere else. Your feelings, that emotional feeling could come from somewhere else.
So you're saying that pretty much if we're arguing, we're both emotional.
Right.
It's not emotional.
It's not
about
emotional
what
about what you're arguing about.
Something else.
Yeah, because exactly. And you don't know what it is. Invisible.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Makes
sense.
That's where understanding yourself and kind of resolving the traumas that you do have, that you grew up with, or that you carry on to relationship to relationship. Eventually, as you could see, it's going to seep through your marriage and start affecting you again. Never addressing those drama. So that's what I'm saying. When two people are emotional, even that one person, and that emotion is coming out, where is it coming from? If I'm arguing because I don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A tonight, and you're getting so angry and flipping up and down, then you're not fighting about that. You're fighting about something else. You know, what you're fighting about is something that I don't even know. Because you shouldn't be getting that upset because I don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A tonight.
Yes, you're right. But, I mean, I do want to eat at Chick-fil-A, and I think Chick-fil-A is really, really nice.
And that's so great, but Chick-fil-A is not, not endorsing us, so.
No. I definitely understand that. Like, at the end of the day, I think what you're saying holds a lot of clout and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that is a phenomenal explanation of arguing. Like, we arguing, but we don't know the emotion. Does it really exist to that person?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's wow. That's deep.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Can we say some deep stuff?
Well, that's where that master degree come in. you know.
Your master's degree is employment law.
Hey, hey.
What I gotta do?
Hey,
I gotta
first
do
of all, okay. First of all, I had 2 years to go to get that JD, okay? All right.
Oh my gosh. Talking about my master's, it's employment law. It's not like it's psychology or anything. It's employment law. You talking about? Yeah, that's where that degree comes from. It's employment law. That's the most logical.
Hey,
probably
you know what? It is. It is, and it's a lot of logic and theory and all them books. Okay, so yeah.
Okay. So next week I think we're gonna start. I saw a couple, and I think we're gonna start the elephant letters.
Oh, okay.
If you don't know what the elephant letters are, they are letters that people have sent us
yes.
about their marriage or questions, and we will respond to them online. It's anonymous. So
we won't say the names.
We're not going to say anybody's name. So if you want to send something about, cheating or just relationship advice or whatnot, send it to us. You can send it anonymous, too. Or you could, send it, and we won't tell at all who it is.
Yeah, we won't say your name.
We won't. If we know you, we won't see you in the street and say, so how's that, chlamydia going? You know, say we won't do none of that, okay? At the end of the day, we will not embarrass you or say anything on social media like, hey, mm-hmm. man, John, his wife, I hope they get better. we will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to start that, because I think it's, we want to hear directly from y'all and to be able to give you advice. Like for one thing, just because we're life coaches don't mean we're experts.
Mm-hmm.
We are not licensed.
No, we are not.
You know what I'm saying? But as they say, the best lessons in life are life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak from a place of our marriage.
Yes.
And being married for, being together for 20 plus years, married for 17 plus mm-hmm. years. I think we have a little bit of authority because you know what I'm noticing online, and this is going to be me ranting right now. I just did a podcast about clout chasing online
mm-hmm.
with Black Men's Mental Health. Check it out. It's going to be up tomorrow or today, if whenever you see this. If you're live with us, it's going to be up tomorrow. That people are using, that we are a society right now that are so into listening to people that have no credibility in what they're speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many clout chasers online right now that are giving bad information. There's a gentleman, I'm not going to say his name. I said it on my other podcast, I'm not going to give, but talking about when he got his wife, he gave her $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
He got two cars.
Mm-hmm.
One had a driver.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a 7-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her 50% of all his businesses
mm-hmm.
to marry her. Because he said when he met her, he said that she told him that she's gonna give him 2 years
to get
all that stuff.
Okay.
And then she'll marry him. So.
So she gave him an ultimatum?
Because he says that his woman is the prize and he needs to take care of her. Now, don't get me wrong.
Sounds like a different type of
don't
marriage.
Don't get me wrong.
But okay.
For one, believe in taking care of your family and
mm-hmm.
your wife. Your wife is a precious thing, I get it, My wife, she got red bottoms, she got Louis bags, she buys whatever she wants, I got extra money in there all the time. She's like, baby, can I have it? I'm like, sure. I mean, to be honest, the only thing I really do with my money is pay credit cards off and go on Amazon or Sheet or something, but my wife takes the rest. You know what I'm saying? Does whatever she wants with it. So when you got a good wife, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he's presenting it is as if it's like sip mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I have to buy her. Now, I wouldn't be mad if that's how he really was.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying some men are like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little simpy. But, whatever. And he's just speaking his truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I follow this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other influencers, quote unquote, online, I followed. And so I know where they came from, their
mm-hmm.
beginnings. This particular gentleman was doing herbal drinks.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the forest of some African thing trying to find herbs that he says good for the body, how you should eat.
Okay.
All this.
So he's like a naturalist.
His girl mm-hmm. that he's with, his wife now, they were part of a triad or a squad. So you had like two wives. Talking about, you know, being, oh, this, so you know, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden recently, now they went from Africanism, in a sense, naturalism, to now they're in the seven-bedroom mansion.
Okay.
He's buying her Versace.
Oh, okay.
Louis. Birkin. Giving her $250,000 a month, a year for her. All these things. And it makes me really laugh because if that's what you do and that's your foundation, but people are doing these things online for clout. And it hurts relationships because people, especially women, and I hope women don't get mad for me saying this, but women are trendy. They follow trends. I mean, every month there's a hair growth treatment by some black girl in a garage that everybody, oh, this is great. And this girl makes $1 million and then sells it to the white companies. So they're trendy. So when this guy is saying all these things that most women want to hear, like, yeah, who doesn't want to get $50,000
right,
stuff? They're making this their standard.
Oh, I see.
Right? So when a guy comes and says, hey, how you doing? Are you going to give me $50,000? Get me a house, two cars with a driver. I need loot. Because they seen this online. And now a regular dude that's just real good dude that make $50,000 a year that's trying to find a wife can't because the internet, these black guys, is mostly black guys, unfortunately, that are lying to for clout online, and these black women are taking this as the standards and messing up our relationships. Because what man normally could do that? There's no
way. Well, one of those celebrities.
Yeah, if you're a celebrity.
The rich football player and basketball players.
And it doesn't even make sense. A woman makes things. She's a creator. She makes a home into a, she makes a house into a home. She takes food and makes it to a meal. She takes my seed and turns it into a child.
And so, yeah, those women you're talking about were way back.
Well, they do it now. They do it now. But what I'm saying is that's the nature of a woman. Regardless, that's a nature.
We're in the minority.
And but now, you have these women that really. If I had to do all of that before I meet you, why do I need you?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like if you're telling me I have to do all of this before you marry me, and I do it all, why do I need you? Because you're supposed to. A woman's great to me. A woman's greatest gift is seeing a potential in a man. Sometimes I get him in trouble. You know what I'm saying? But seeing a potential in a man. And saying, you know what? He has the drive and the will. I support him. I got his back. And we're going to make this money. We're going to get to this place. But if you say to me, do it, and I do it, to me, you're a liability. Because you didn't help me to earn this. But you want me to share it with you and give it to you. You're a liability at that point. We didn't build this together.
Right.
And that's what the message is going out. And he's not the only one. I saw another meme about a woman talking about she met this guy in a grocery store, right? And he was trying to holler, right? And she said, why do men try to holler at me? If you in a grocery store trying to holler, you need to pay for my groceries.
Well, he's doing groceries. I mean, that's...
But he's in the store. If I say hi to a woman in a grocery, I have to pay for a grocery?
I will say, you know, women.
My wife is part of the thought culture.
No, I will.
I just seen it live.
I will say women, you know, these women, and I'm going to say these women because, again, you know, my women, like the women like me are in the minority. So these women are the ones, you know, that unfortunately they don't have any foundation or what or they know what any relationship is, regardless it, from dating to engage to even marriage. It's not going to be a disaster. And so for men, and again, if you know that gentleman that's basically paying for his contract wife, because that's what it is, contract wife, you know, yeah, I mean, if she, you know, she is going to leave eventually because whatever saved money, and I say saved money with quotation marks, you know, is going to dry up and she's going to leave you for the next one. You know, and I mean, and that's because, again, you're buying her and that makes no sense. But if that's the standard, I mean, and so some of these other podcasts where, you know, you talked about a while ago, you know, having, you know, these women coming on, you know, just, you know, women that are, you know, not highly, not intelligent. I won't even use the word highly. Just not intelligent. You're only fan girls and to make fun of them because they don't know how to articulate or how to speak. You know, they're asking them questions. They're like, yeah, my man got to, you know, make, you know, 500,000 and da, da, da. In what world do you live in, ladies? Like, seriously, do you make that much? Do you even make 50,000?
I'm not bragging and I'm not going to say exact like, number, but as a man, you know, I'm in the 1% of
that
black
makes
men.
That makes absolutely so no sense. Like
there's not a lot of men on this level.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, where are these guys? You know, I guess that's that Miami mentality. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I guess
that LA mentality. That New York knows? Mentality, because I don't understand where are these. Like, it's hard to find 6-figure men.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Well, I ain't got no problem, so I already got my man, my 6-figure plus man, so I ain't got no problem. I'm just saying. Okay, look, but here's okay, right, but
they're with my DM now, girl.
Oh, they could be in your DM. They could. Okay, they could be a DM. You know, that's all good. You know, they ain't getting nothing. I could get there with the ratchet, but anyways, all right. So I mean, that's just a unrealistic goal, unrealistic expectation. And that is a thing when someone has unrealistic goals and unrealistic expectations of someone else, they don't have for themselves. That relationship, regardless if it's dating, that will never work out, you know, never. And that's from men to women, because men nowadays are clout chasers and a little simpy, as you stated, they are. You know, and I mean, if that just meaning that, you know, if we met, then, you know, you have to make 6-figure. So there's nothing that I build with you. There's nothing, you know, where the statement is, you know, when you see a great man, there's a woman standing behind him. That statement does not exist for today's society. You know,
well, they'd be the first one in divorce talking about I'm taking your money.
And that's why divorce is not a piece of paper, because they will get that best lawyer. And they will be taking half of what you ain't got, because you were clout chasing.
No, and you know, and I think that if we could save any man or woman with this podcast, just one, to me, that's enough. Because I think that the couples out there that are really, that are talking, aren't really couples that are reflective of a positive.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for clout because they're not established personally. You know, one thing I could really say about us, and we're going to wrap this up got 4 minutes, is that we don't need to do this to be successful.
Right.
We have great careers, and we have a great family, house, investments. We're good on all levels. So we don't do this for the clout. We don't do this for, you know, because we have to, because, oh, you know, I got to go viral because I got sponsors or a check and all that. You know, we do everything ourselves. We fund it. You know, people hit us up. Oh, we're good.
Yeah,
you know
we're good.
We ain't into owing nobody. Nope. We own the network ourselves. We own everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we speak to you, when we speak to the audience and people that are listening, we're not speaking from a place trying to exploit you.
No.
We're really speaking from a place trying to really educate you,
help you
to be in a position you've been, because it's just sad to see the state of relationships right now. It's sad to see where relationships are right now, and it's not getting any better. Unfortunately, it's becoming problematic, mostly in the black community.
I agree with you, it's
going down.
I definitely agree with you. I mean, we are having more, you know, divorces than ever, and not just divorces, unwed, you know, mothers and you know, and kids, yeah, and mean, everything.
When we have a mentality where our mentality is we have, it's okay to have a baby,
and it's
but
not
a problem to get married.
Yeah, and it's not.
Women are willing to get a baby first, and not demand a ring.
Yeah,
and that's That's
backwards.
That thinking right there, mm-hmm. to me, is the core mm-hmm. of the problem.
Yep.
Because that means your upbringing
mm-hmm.
was such where you really are was in an environment that you feel
mm-hmm.
that having a baby
mm-hmm.
is better than having a man. And that you are setting your and you are knowingly, because all statistics say it,
mm-hmm.
you are knowingly putting your child in a bad position for life.
You are. Yeah.
And they're doing that without any type of issues or problems and thinking it's okay. I have so many people on my timeline, and if you want to say it's about you, I don't care. But I have so many women on my timeline celebrating baby showers, being pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and when they're standing next to their man, that's mm-hmm. not their husband, you look like a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you're standing there pregnant or happy next to this clown guy.
Mm-hmm.
Next to this guy that at the end of the day decided not to give you a baby.
Yeah.
Decided to give you a baby. And you're going to give him a baby. Because, see, the greatest gift for a man is legacy.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest gift for a woman is security.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy is a child. Woman is a child. Security is what a man gives a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give him the child, which is his greatest gift, but you don't demand the greatest gift for you, which is security.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's messed up. You're given everything, but you're brainwashed
mm-hmm.
to think that that's okay.
And that's where, you know, past trauma. That's where your trauma come into play. Mm-hmm. This is something, how you grew up. They're just, or how you see life, your environment. I mean, what is that NBA young boy that has 7 kids?
11.
Oh, it's 11. 11 unwed kids. And it makes no sense, because then he goes and make a song and these hoodlums are in the video looking all, ratchet as ever, and proud of it. And that's what our society see. And that's why, other cultures look at us and laugh. That's why we're last in everything.
And I have to admit that that's the problem. And we need to really address that, because the Black community is really hurting and is suffering right now. We have statistically billions of dollars that we make, and we don't support each other. We
nope.
don't support our businesses. We don't support anything
Mm-mm.
in the Black community. The only thing we support is the
Gucci, Louis.
But when it comes to the Black community, what we do support is our downfall.
We do.
We support
yep.
negative things.
Negative.
We
yep.
advertise negative things. Mm-hmm. We brag about negative things,
mm-hmm.
and that's a problem. But you know what? That's another podcast for another day. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in.
Thank you,
today,
everyone.
With Divorce Not an Option. Catch us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on the Culture Radio Network, on the Culture Podcast Radio. Also, check out our other podcasts, Couple of Critics. We got the website up. Go to couplecritics.com. Check it out. We got reviews. We just took our New York trip, so we have reviews from our New York trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be viewing a lot of things on it. We're going to be real active this year. We want you to come to the journey. Anybody that's been with the journey with me for about two and a half years with Black Men's Mental Health, keep on that journey with me, but also come on this journey, because, these podcasts is growth from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see where I was, where we was,
mm-hmm.
From my stories and what went on. And you followed me for two and a half years to see where I am today. And this podcast and everything is really just a continuation, a branch off of that. And y'all made that possible by listening and supporting and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that for us to be where we are. So
yep,
I want to
thank
y'all and stuff like that. I might have sounds pretty soon that we're going to be making on here. Press a button, it's going to be sounds. But I really appreciate y'all. And to the new people that listen, to the couples that listen, keep listening, man. Keep, stay positive in your relationship.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tell you you're doing it wrong. Don't jump on no trends.
Mm-hmm.
Your family, your wife, your husband is your life.
Yes.
Please understand that is your life, and everything else, it's like a play. you and your wife or your husband are the main characters. Mm-hmm. Everybody else and everything else is background scenery.
Yep.
Even your kids.
Background noise.
But we're going to talk about that too as well, about kids and their place in marriage. I think that's another thing we need to talk
about.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of other subjects too. We're going to get... we're gonna get down and dirty in these next couple of weeks about a lot of stuff. So
stay with us.
Stay with us. We appreciate you. Until next time.